White House Budget Director Mitch Daniels faced strong criticism from both Republicans and Democrats when he appeared yesterday before a House panel that set spending levels for White House operations. Lawmakers have grown increasingly frustrated with what they consider the Bush administration's cavalier and unforthcoming dealings with Congress, and Daniels got an earful of their grievances. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Budget Director Daniels has had a testy relationship at best with lawmakers who hold the federal purse strings. Late last year, he infuriated them by saying their motto is, "Don't just stand there, spend something." Oklahoma Republican Ernest Istook chaired the Appropriations Subcommittee that Daniels faced yesterday. He said it's normal that there's tension between two branches of government.
But the tension that is normal, we all know, is too high right now. I think it's fair to say that there's no honeymoon currently because of that.
Istook had a specific bone to pick with Daniels.
I have to be direct, Mr. Director, that I'm dissatisfied with the quantity and the quality of information coming out of the administration as it relates to Homeland Security. This is a major issue. It involves billions of taxpayer dollars. More importantly, it involves millions of lives.
Which is why Istook said Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge needs to inform Congress better than he has up to now.
The president is requesting $38 billion for Homeland Security in the new fiscal year. Yet the director of Homeland Security does not agree to appear before the Congress. Other witnesses who do appear are held to standards that require them, unfortunately, to withhold important information about the budget process, the formulation of it. It seems to me that the president and the country are not best served by that.
The administration maintains that because Ridge is not a cabinet member, he's under no obligation to testify before Congress. Bill Young, the Republican chair of the powerful Appropriations Committee, told Daniels things don't have to be so confrontational.
I understand that this is not a war, but we have a legitimate role to play based on the Constitution. I think that you would be one of the first ones to condemn any appropriator who voted for something without knowing what it was about.
Rather than fighting back, Daniels appeared contrite.
I thank the committee for its time. I thank you for elevating the discussion to topics that are important to us all.
A topic the committee's ranking Democrat, David Obie of Wisconsin, wanted to discuss was why Daniels has repeatedly likened the government to the hero of Gulliver's Travels, tied down by 6-inch-tall creatures called Lilliputians.
And frankly, I get the sense that you and other cabinet members feel, or at least some of them, feel that you could get about the people's business if it weren't for the small-minded and inconsequential rabble on Capitol Hill that you have to contend with.
But Daniels, playing peacemaker, refused to bite the bait.
I should have been more precise or thoughtful about one piece of imagery. This business of Lilliputian bonds was meant to convey, was meant to refer, the adjective was meant to refer to the bonds, not the Congress or not the authors of any of these bonds. And I can understand why that could have been misunderstood.
Clearly, the point of this hearing was more to register discontent with the administration's attitude than it was to get down to spending issues. But it's not just appropriators who feel the White House has been high-handed with Congress. Congress's General Accounting Office has resorted for the first time ever to suing the White House for records on its energy task force. Lawmakers feel they were kept in the dark about a backup governance system the administration has assembled. And members on both sides complain they know too little about where the war on terrorism is going. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.